Another thing was growing up, like in Barton Street, was the shops. Now, when I grew up, there was Midland Bank, sorry, there was Barclays Bank, there was the Marchant's Chemist, there was a guy called Bill that sold West Indian food. I think he did wet fish as well. I can't quite remember, but I knew he did like the yam, the green bananas. So that's where the West Indian people went shopping, you know, for West Indian food, which back in the 60s was obviously very hard to get, you know. So for them, they relied on somebody coming over and bringing a bit of home with them. You had there was a cake shop, the Doctor's. You had the Picturedrome then. I can't remember it being open, to be honest. But then I do remember it being open, being bingo. It was a bingo hall. I don't remember it ever coming here as a theatre, but I do remember it as a bingo hall.
And what sort of era would that be, Dawn? Is that when you were a child?
70s, yeah. Yeah. And then the building got closed. This building got closed and was closed forever and a day. It was, you know, for a while, which was a shame. But then, unfortunately, a lot of the shops in Barton Street started closed. I remember before that came along, the shops used to close half day. And every shop closed half day. And I think it was a Wednesday or Thursday. I'm not too sure. It's one of them 2 days. But it was half day closing. So no matter what shopping you were getting, whatever, post office used to close half day, you know. And so that was the norm. And even if you go Barton Street, now extended all the way down to what was Barton Gates, which is no longer there. And then you go across the gates, which is, they've renamed it Eastgate Street, but it was originally Barton Street. So Barton Street went all the way to Clarence Street. That's what we grew up knowing it as. And that changed in the 80s. They changed it from the Salvation Army to whatever it is now, by Clarence Street to Eastgate, but it actually was Barton Street all the way. So, you know, Barton Street was long.